The views and opinions of this program are those of its host and guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 90.1 FM, KKFI, Midcoast Radio Project, or its staff and volunteers.
Hello, and welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. You just listened to Kansas City's neighbor's son, Charlie Parker, with Kansas City Blues. Today on Cowtown Conversations, our topic is Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, or NACA, as they are called, and how they fight injustice with low-interest home loans for people who are trying to achieve the American dream. Our guest today is Timothy Trundle with NACA. Are you there, Mr. Trundle?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Neighborhood Assistance Corporation, or NACA, is an organization that's primary goal is to build strong, healthy neighborhoods in urban and rural areas through affordable home ownership. And we know for many people that owning a home is just a dream, and it's become a nightmare after the mortgage meltdown crisis. But owning a home is one way to have stability for your family. Your children grow up in the same place. You have an affordable payment, and you also your family gets to make memories. You can remember, you know, when you had to put your child in timeout in that corner, and you know the different things that happened. Where how tall Johnny was when he grew at this mark, how tall Susie was. But after the housing crash, it's become more of a nightmare, and a lot of people can't now afford a home. So how does NACA come in and help with that process?
Well, I'll tell you what, you are absolutely right in that our primary purpose is to build stable neighborhoods once again. And we have seen deterioration of that over the last generation or so for a variety of reasons. But we are here to build those stable neighborhoods and to seek economic justice. NACA believes that home ownership is a right, and we are here to help primarily low and moderate income families establish home ownership, which is to use a little bit of a cliche, the cornerstone of the American dream, and it's the foundation on which people are able to build personal wealth, net worth, build that financial security on top of the other advantages that come with home ownership. You know, you mentioned children growing up in the same home. You know, when we're able to stabilize neighborhoods the way that that we like to do through NACA, there are so many different advantages. They're not just that building of memories, but even things like crime rates go down. Even health issues are greatly improved. Children grow up healthier in a stable home. So what we are dedicated to doing is helping, again, primarily low and moderate income families, although we will be happy to work with anyone regardless of income, find a home with a fair fixed-rate affordable mortgage. We work with the individual with financial counseling, and we determine what they can legitimately afford. And then through contractual agreements that we have hammered out through many years of advocacy, we are able to get them a mortgage with a fixed below-market interest rate, with no down payment, with no closing costs, with none of that affordability robbing PMI, that mortgage insurance that that FHA tax on that accomplishes nothing but taking away from your ability to buy a home. And you even have the ability to buy down the interest rate to all virtually zero, so close to it that it's not even, the difference isn't even worth mentioning. So it's a program that we have had in place for quite a number of years. We've actually put some 60,000 homes in the hands of new owners through the NACA purchase program, and our program is continuing to grow like crazy all across the country.
So we're looking at no down payment, no closing costs, no points, no fees, a below market 30-year or 15-year mortgage, but the great part is you don't use a traditional credit score. How can you do that? When you go to your bank, the first thing they're going to ask you is, how's your credit? You go to any lender, they're going to ask you, how's your credit? And that's the one barrier to home affordability, especially for somebody that may have lost their home after the mortgage meltdown crisis. How does NACA able to put a person into a home with not using traditional credit scores?
Well, we do not use the credit score for the very simple reason that credit scores are not an accurate indication of someone's ability to make a mortgage payment every month. Now, it doesn't matter what your credit score is. If you're renting a home, you know that rent is going to be the first thing that gets paid every month to keep that roof over your head. And so what we do is we actually take a look at your past 2 years of financial history, especially how well you've done on paying that rent on time each and every month without fail. We take a look at your other obligations, and we make sure that there hasn't been any problems there with regards to late payments or bounce checks or collections, charge-offs, anything like that. What we do is we work with you. If there are issues, we work with you to help you get those cleared up so we can put together what we call a character-based lending package. There again, you know, we believe that bad things happen to good people. And, of course, that happened literally millions and millions of times during the mortgage crisis and during the Great Recession. So we work with people to show that they've got restored their financial stability, that they're getting the bills paid on time, and we're able to use that as proof to the banks that we work with that these people are reliable. They are going to make that mortgage payment. Here's how much they can legitimately afford, and so let's get them a loan so they can buy a home and have that stability all over again. In other words, we just don't work with that credit score. It's usually not an accurate indicator. We take a look at your last 2 years of history. We show that you've got things on track, that you're managing things properly, and we use that as the basis to get you qualified for a loan with terms that you are not going to be able to match, much less beat, anywhere else.
So what you're doing is not like when a traditional person goes to buy a mortgage. Once they get that mortgage, their ends, you're giving lifelong credit counseling and help to ensure that person and that family can stay in that house.
Absolutely. We do work with them. We do considerable counseling during the qualification process while we determine how much they can legitimately afford. We take a look at income figures. We take a look at other financial obligations such as the monthly bills and what credit they may have out there. So we put together a full package. The way I like to put it is we put together an airtight package that we send to the bank that there's no way that they can say no to. And it's really amazing how folks who have gone to the banks and the traditional mortgage brokers and so on over the years and have been turned down for all the wrong reasons come to NACA and they get that approval for all the right reasons.
So with such a great program, somebody might think, well, I'm only limited to certain areas and I may have to live an area where there may be not quality schools or it's, you know, high crime. Is a person into a certain area or can they buy a house anywhere?
They can buy a house anywhere as long as it fits within their affordability. And that actually fits in perfectly with our greater mission of neighborhood stabilization. You know, we want people to be able to buy a home that they can legitimately afford in that neighborhood that they want, where maybe they've got the better schools for the kids, or there's already a lower crime rate, or it's more convenient in terms of going to work. It's amazing the number of people who have to make just unbelievably long trips to get to work in the morning because they're not able to afford or just simply even qualify for a home that is close to where they work. And that actually gets back to the very foundation of NACA. When we first started in 1988 in Boston, We were working with the hotel workers union there because what was happening was that the staff members of the hotels were going through ridiculously long travel times to get to work because they could not afford a place to live. They could not get a place to live that was anywhere close to where they worked. And so what we did was we worked with the local hotel workers union there in Boston, and we actually established the nation's first housing trust fund that helped those folks get homes there, again, much closer to work, so they weren't having to make two and a half hour bus rides one way to and from work each day. They were able to get affordable housing much closer to work, and that set up their own stabilization right there and set their own futures on track when it comes to building personal wealth and personal financial stability. So that gets back to our own foundation, you know, the way we started back in 1988.
So I know a lot of people are thinking that this is, you know, it's not real, but we have online Ms. Sharika Mason, who has recently went through the NACA program. Good morning, Sharika. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations.
Good morning.
So can you tell us a little bit about your NACA journey? So you are now a homeowner. Congratulations.
I am. Thank you.
So when you heard about NACA, were you a little bit skeptical?
I was a little skeptical, but I actually knew someone that went through the program, so I knew it was possible. When I first started, my realtor did tell me that it could be an eight-month, you know, process. So, you know, that's a little discouraging. So, but I knew to myself that I was going to do what I could to try to make the process go smoother and quicker.
So what was the hardest step for you in qualifying for a NACA mortgage?
The hardest step, what I would say would be getting, you know, making sure you have all of the documents in place, you know, trying to make sure that you have, you know, the appointments. You have your appointments, so you're just trying to make sure, for myself, was making sure I had all of the, you know, my documents, you know, and I would say that would have been the hardest.
So you are now a homeowner. Can you tell our listeners what is your interest rate on your mortgage?
It is actually 1.87.
1.87%. And
yes.
I looked at this morning, yesterday's Fed rates. The 5-year interest rate loan was 3.18. The 15-year
right.
was 3.20. And the 30-year mm-hmm. was 3.92. And you have an interest rate of 1.87%, which is almost essentially a little bit more than half of less than half of what other banks are charging. So you've got a great loan that you'll be able to pay off quickly.
Right.
On a house.
So correct.
Are you, yes. So are you, do you have any children, or were they happy to have a house or be in a house?
Actually I don't have any children. So it's just me, you know, but okay. I mean, the process, you know, everyone I talk to, they're like, wow, you know, that's a great interest rate. You know, my monthly payment is under $1,000, so it's been a blessing. It's definitely a blessing.
So you said you wanted to make the process go faster. How long did the process
yes.
take for you?
So I went to one of the workshops in March, and then so my first appointment was, I believe, the beginning of April, and then I was approved, you know, went to underwriting, and I was approved by the beginning of May, and then, you know, so you searching for the home, and then July 31st is when I closed.
So you're talking less than 6 months. You were
yes
from the time from the time you went to the first meeting until the time that you became a homeowner.
Yes, it was about actually 4 months.
So
about 4 months.
So with their process, do you feel comfortable now that you know you're ready if you have an emergency occur, if something happens, to be able to handle that situation with your home?
I do. Yes, I do.
So is there anything else that you would like to tell people about your NACA, experience and how they can benefit from this great program?
Yes, I mean, definitely, like I said, the documents was the, you know, the hardest thing, but you're going to have the documents with any, you know, any loan that you go through. So you're going to have to, you know, in order to go to underwriting and all that, you have to have your documents. So So just really when you go to the workshop, I would say take the first step in going to the workshop and then listen carefully to the documents. They say that you should have your first appointment. I did that for the most part, try to have the 3 months of my bank statement, like having all of that together, having my budget, all of that, and that made the process go smoother. So definitely having all of your documents in hand that you can for your first appointment. And then when your consultant tells you what you need next, make sure you have that. You know, just having all of those documents, I think that will make it go smoother, and it will definitely be beneficial. I also made sure, I know they don't really work on, you know, they don't really care about your credit, but of course, you know, if your credit is, you know, in okay shape, that helps too. So before I even went through the NACA program, I tried to, you know, repair some of my credit, try to take care of some of that, because that also made the process go smoother.
So thank you for calling in and giving that testimony. I want to say congratulations on being a new homeowner, and
yes.
I hope it gives you many more years of happiness.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now, Tim, now that was somebody who was a fast burner. What is the average for a person to complete the process?
Well, she did get through the process fairly quickly, and I think there's an important point there. You know, a lot of people say, wow, this seems to be good, too good to be true. What's the catch? Well, there's not really a catch, but if there were one, this is not a fast or easy process. You know, fast and easy is what got this country into trouble with mortgages and nearly destroyed our economy a number of years ago. You know, this is a process that is going to take several months, and that's because we do the financial counseling, the financial analysis. We work with you to make sure that we're able to put together a package that the bank just simply cannot say no to. And so this does take a little time. Where she came through at 4 months, that is a little quicker than most. There is no specific time frame because it is based on the individual situation, your circumstances, your financial picture, what you've got set aside in the way of savings, what you're able to afford. Are you able to eliminate some obligations to increase how much you can afford? That all having been said, getting through in 3 to 4 months the way she did is fairly quick. If you had, for example, let's say you just got discharged from a bankruptcy, or you just lost your home to foreclosure or a short sale, you're going to be looking at 2 years. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You're going to be looking at 2 years before you can own a home again. But even with NACA, that's still, compared to the rest of the industry, a very short turnaround time. Most of the banks won't even look at you for a mortgage for 5 or even 7 years after you've had a bankruptcy or a foreclosure or a short sale. If there is such a thing as an average, it's probably 6 to 9 months. That way, you've got the time to put together savings, build the documentation to put together the kind of picture that we're looking for. So there again, yeah, that 6 to 9 months range is probably one to have in mind as far as the quote unquote average person who comes to our program. One other thing that I do want to mention here, while we do not look at the credit score, it is not a factor in the program, we do look at your credit file. And there again, that's part of that financial analysis that we do to make sure that you are in good shape and determine what your monthly obligations are, which in turn helps us determine what you can legitimately afford for a home. So I just want to make that distinction. A lot of people confuse the two, the fact that we don't use the credit score. They take that to mean that we don't look at the credit file at all. We do look at that, but only as a means of helping you put together the financial picture that you need.
So we know that with most banks, the minute you buy that home and qualify for that mortgage, they sell that mortgage. Does NACA sell the mortgage, or does NACA keep the mortgage?
Well, what happens is we actually have two major lending partners that we have hammered out, and I hammered out is probably the right term, hammered out agreements with. mortgages obtained through NACA will either be serviced by Bank of America or City Mortgage. And the stories behind how we worked out those agreements with those two financial institutions, we could probably talk all day about those stories. We are first and foremost an advocacy organization. And if you go to our website at NACA.com, and you look at the history section on there, you'll see that we have worked very hard to hammer out these agreements. But what happens, to answer your question, is that because of the agreements that we have with them, instead of selling off the mortgages, Bank of America and City Mortgage keep those mortgages on their own books. That's one of the amazing things about that. These mortgages are kept on their own books. They don't sell them off. You don't get stuck in that situation that, again, was one of the factors that helped create the mortgage crisis, where mortgages got bundled into these so-called mortgage-backed securities and were sold off to investors quite often under false pretenses. You're never going to be a part of all that mess, even if it were to occur again, just simply because of the way that the NACA program is set up. As a matter of fact, with that in mind, part of the financial counseling, again, is to help determine what you can legitimately afford for a mortgage. And what that has done, one of the amazing side effects of that, is that NACA mortgages have quite possibly the lowest delinquency rate in the country. Because we're putting you into a mortgage that we know you can legitimately afford. And, you know, that's all there is to it. And so mortgages will have a certain average delinquency rate nationwide, NACA mortgages tend to have a rate that is a third to a sixth, one-sixth of the national average. Delinquencies on NACA mortgages are so rare, it's unbelievable. It is the lowest delinquency rate in the country, and that's there again. That's because we make sure you can afford the home, and we provide post-closing help if you do run into a short-term situation where you know, you lose your job and you're going to be in tight financial circumstances until you get that next job. We're there with post-closing counseling to help you through that as well. And there again, that's part of those agreements that we hammered out with those banks. We've got this program very well thought out and put together with these banks, so they are what they do. One of the things that they're so eager to do with regards to working with NACA is that the loans that we put together through these banks help them meet their requirements through the Community Reinvestment Act, which for those who aren't familiar with that, was a law that was passed back in the Carter administration back in the 70s. Indicated that the banks have to make certain investments, especially in low and moderate income communities. It was something that was designed to help prevent the redlining that was happening so widely across the country. And the NACA loans help them meet their requirements under the Community Reinvestment Act, and they're some of the most secure loans that the bank actually has on their books because of the incredibly low delinquency rate. So Bank of America and City Mortgage work with us very, very eagerly. We have $13 billion to lend to homeowners across the country so they can take advantage of the program.
We have another one of our NACA graduates online, Ms. Collins. Welcome to Caltown Conversations, Ms. Collins.
Well, this is Ms. Thomas, but hi.
Ms. Thomas, I'm sorry. Can you tell us, okay, tell us a little bit about your NACA journey?
Oh, it was. I learned a lot during it. Everybody was helpful. You make the program work for you, basically. It's basically there for you to succeed and get your home, because they make it kind of easy for you.
So you took a little bit of a more non-traditional. Most people go out and they find a house that's already put together and they bought it. I understand you found a house that was a fixer-upper and bought that through NACA.
Yes.
So what
yes,
made
it
you...
had...
Go ahead. Go ahead.
It just had a few minor repairs, but it was in a nice little neighborhood, and I loved it.
So did you ever think that you would be a homeowner and
through
this program?
No, and they made that possible.
So the first step was you attending that meeting, the NACA meeting?
Yes, the workshop.
The workshop.
You learn a lot during the workshop, yes.
So were you a little bit skeptical when you attended the workshop?
Oh, at first I was. I mean, like everybody else in the room. And especially with the other members that had finished the program and had their houses, it was like, wow, this is possible.
So but, how long did your journey take you to get to become a homeowner?
Oh, it took about from start to finish, probably about 6 to 7 months.
Okay, so right about average. What was the hardest part for you being in the NACA program, the hardest hurdle for you to overcome?
It wasn't really any big hurdles, but that's a hard question.
So you say as long as you follow the process and make your meetings and bring your documents, then you will have you should be fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Thomas, for calling in and helping other people who are not homeowners now look at a non-traditional process that will help them become a homeowner and become just like you and achieve the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's possible.
Thank you for calling in today.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. So, Tim, as we wrap up here, what is some of the rules that people have to remember about NACA? I know that they can't have another property when they apply for the mortgage. Right.
Yeah, they cannot own another property at the time that they close on their NACA mortgage, and that's very simply to keep greedy property investors from taking advantage and abusing the NACA program. We are about owner occupancy. Again, it's about that neighborhood stabilization. So you cannot have an ownership interest in any other property. You must live in the home for the entire duration of the NACA mortgage. Now, that doesn't mean if you want to refinance down the line, you can't do that. You certainly can if you wish to do that. And if by some miracle you're able to find a lower rate, which which is pretty hard to do. But, you must live in the home. You can't own any other properties. Now, one of the advantages of it is you actually can buy multi-unit properties, up to a four-unit property. And what's happening with a lot of people is they're seeing the wisdom of this investment, and they're using it to buy duplexes, three-unit and four-unit properties. And the cool thing there is when you do that, in many cases, you actually wind up with your home paying for itself because of the rental income. Which is just absolutely mind-boggling to a lot of folks. But you can buy up to a four-unit property. Again, you must live in one of the units. But we can help you with that as well. It's a program that requires diligence, or as I like to put it, patience and persistence. You've got to stay with it. It's a detailed program, so it's not going to be a matter of walk in, put down a few pieces of paper in front of somebody, and they're going to go tell you to go find a house somewhere. You know, there's a process to it. You're going to have to work with your NACA counselor. And sometimes, you know, you're going to get requests that might seem a little strange, but it's your counselor doing everything possible to make sure that that file is ready to go to the bank and that there is no way that they can say no to it. So it takes a little patience and persistence. A lot of people who are very successful in the program think of it in terms almost as a part-time job sometimes, because you are going to have to invest some time in it. But it's obviously going to be the best-paying part-time job you will ever have. So that's actually a very good way to think about it. You mentioned the workshops, and we've got one coming up
the 12th of August. It's going to be
August 12th.
It's Paseo Baptist Church. 2501 Paseo. And it starts at 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And also, for those that NACA does have a local office, it's at 100 East 43rd Street in Kansas City, Missouri. For more information, more questions, give them a call at 816-531-6222 or you can go on the internet and look up NACA at NACA.com. NACA.
As a matter of fact, if you want to attend the workshop, we do ask that you register for it, and you can register right there on the website, NACA.com. Just plug in your zip code where it's indicated at the bottom of the homepage.
And as we close out here, NACA is a 501c4 advocacy organization, so they're working for the people that come to their meetings and work for them. So it's a great program for anyone who wants to buy a home and thought they may have not been able to buy a home. So I want to thank you this morning. We've gotten out of time, Mr. Trimble, so for coming on Cowtown Conversations, discussing this great program, NACA, and we hope to have you on in a future episode, sir.
I look forward to it. Thank you for having us on today.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So you just heard about a great program, NACA. So as we briefly close out, briefly hear our community minute, this is tax-free holiday weekend, folks. So it starts this Friday, and you get tax-free. It begins at 12:03 a.m. on Friday, and August 4th, and runs through August the 6th. So computers, clothing, school supplies are all going to be tax-free. So definitely try to get out this weekend. You can save yourself some money and buy a little bit more. And also, election is next Tuesday, August the 8th. And as of June 1st, Missouri has adopted new identification requirements for voting. So you have to have a driver's license or a Missouri ID, a passport or military ID that's not expired. Or option two, you have to have a bill. If you're a student, you can have a student ID from a university or college, utility bill, or other government assistance program, other government check information. So polls in Missouri open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. If you have any problems, call the Kansas City Election Board at 816-842-4820. And we also lastly want to say congratulations to Kansas City's new police chief, Rick Smith, former commander of Central Patrol Station on Linwood. He is taking over following the retirement of Chief Forte, who was Kansas City's first African-American chief. For Cowtown Conversations, I'm Joseph Jackson. Tune in next week when we'll be talking about the Kansas City LED program.